surprise.
I was waiting on this until the baby, but open your eyes.
Oh my God, John.
That's the one, right?
You know how long I've been looking?
I know.
Fuck that doll.
There, she fits right in. John, wake up.
What? The baby?
No. Next door, I heard a scream. I think something's wrong.
Stay here, I'll check it out.
It's coming back. Take whatever you want. Just get out.
Before The Conjuring, there was this ugly little bitch named Annabelle. That is the stupidest fucking tagline ever, because I thought that doll was fucking useless in The Conjuring, and to strive to make a solo movie about it, it still proved to be fucking useless. Now, this is one of those horror movies. People talking about Annabelle, of course. This is another one of those P1 favorite horror movies of the year. And a lot of people have been asking me, was this the one to change your mind? And I say, about the horror genre. And I say, fuck no. This genre continues to get worse and worse and worse every goddamn month. But plot synopsis. So, we got a lovely married couple. You know, the whitest family you could ever meet in your life or whatever. And I think this takes place in the early, mid-70s, somewhere around that time. You can tell just by the cinematography and the cars and stuff like that. Set pieces, etc., etc. Apparently the wife here is she's a doll collector of somewhat. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's just because she's white and that's the only hobby she could think of. But, that's Annabelle Wallace, who plays Mia. Ain't that some shit? Her name is Annabelle in real life. All right. And then we got Ward Horton playing John, who's the husband. Seemed like a nice couple, right? They start off cool. It's like, all right, he's likable. I like this. She's cool, you know. And then, you know, he buys her a... pretty much buys her Annabelle before she was even called Annabelle. Apparently, we meet these neighbors. We find out that they're all pretty much Christians. They're religious groups. And I don't want to say groups. They're religious fanatics, more like it, if you will. And we meet the neighbors. They're a nice, loving couple or whatever. Apparently, we heard that they lost their daughter. But we get explained by the John that they didn't really lose their daughter. She just joined some hippie group organization and shit, ran away, I guess. But one night, that same night that he gets the doll, everything changes. Because this doll was innocent before then, man. So then next you know, they go to sleep, they take a bed, and then next you know, they wake up because they hear screams at the neighbor's house. Apparently somebody didn't murder them. John goes, checks it out. Mia comes comes down. Next thing you know it, she gets stabbed. By the way, she's pregnant. She gets stabbed right in the damn stomach. On the side of the pregnancy, and that was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, all right, I'm feeling something here. This is cool. But then we later see that the woman who the neighbor's daughter was named Annabelle. We see her run into the room holding the doll, and it's meant to say that she sacrificed herself. I don't know. She was in some cult or whatever, and she sacrificed herself, and apparently she possessed this doll. So then next you know it, they have the baby, innocent, pure little white bread baby, probably from fucking buttfuck nowhereville. And then that's when weird shit starts to happen around the house. And then, you know, we start to realize that, holy shit, this house is possessed, it sets on fire, let's get the hell out of here. Throw that doll away, by the way. Because Annabelle Wallace, Mia, she's having like, you know, that bitch was holding the doll when she killed herself after that night or whatever, so I don't want that doll no more. Somehow when they move, the doll ends up in the box, all dirty shit. The only thing that this doll does in this fucking movie is get dirtier by a minute. And you don't even know how because the bitch don't even fucking move at all. So then we later find out that the Annabelle, the doll, or whatever the fuck it is, wants a soul. And for the soul, it chooses the baby, I guess, because, you know, it's innocent, pure, and stuff like that. Or, I mean, why wouldn't you want a little white bread baby? I mean, you damn sure wouldn't pick a nigga baby, because you're just gonna grow up and getting shot by police most of the time. So, white baby is probably the best choice to go with it. But then we find out that this may be some kind of a trick, because you have to offer your soul to the demon, I guess, or something like that. And a baby obviously can't do that. So what a mother is willing to do, and this is by, I guess, a mother intuition or something for the love for their daughter, is that they will sacrifice their soul to protect their baby. And that's pretty much where this is coming from, people. Now, let's get in some... I actually do have positives about this. The first couple of minutes, that whole plot of the invasion of the house and stuff like that, thought that was interesting. Thought it was really cool. About 10 minutes later, that's where it took a fucking nosedive. And I don't mean took a nosedive like it just derailed or whatever completely right there. It took a nosedive in saying, hey, we're going to hit those generic cliche of horror films right about now, and you're going to go along for the ride. And I was like, oh. And I was so with you for the first 10 minutes. And then you get into some shit where everything's freaking out. This doll is supposed to be the creepiest fucking thing out. My audience fucking is retarded as shit, screaming every time the fucking lights go out. It's a coincidence that nothing really happens during the day except for at nighttime. I'm getting sick of that goddamn cliche. That cliche is annoying as fuck. But this doll literally don't do a goddamn thing in this fucking movie. It literally just sits there. Remember, there's even a scene, I kid you fucking not, where it looks like the doll stands up and moves, but then when the Mia turns around, it's literally a fucking demon holding the doll or whatever and just smiling and shit. Like, can I play with this doll now? This shit was insulting, to be honest. What I want to get into is, I don't even necessarily know if the fucking doll was possessed, or if this just these people was possessed. Because, once again, the doll never fucking moves or anything like that. And the ending, oh my god, it's so goddamn ridiculous that's probably why that tweet came out. But this movie hits, just like every horror movie, hits every fucking beat and steals shit from other horror movies in here. Which is pretty much some bullshit. And then, oh my god, it takes a serious fucking no dive when they introduce Alfre Woodard as Evelyn in here. And as soon as when they move into a new place, and you know something's up with this black chick, is because Mia turns around and looks at this chick, and she gives her some kind of sinister look or something like that. I think Alfre Woodard is she was in 12 Years a Slave. I remember she played the one of the slaves that one of the masters married and shit like that. She was really good in that. I've seen her do a lot of stuff. She's recently doing a lot of TV lately, but I've seen her around the block a few times, and I know that The Woman Can Deliver and shit like that. That bitch was not in this movie for not a goddamn thing. I don't know what the fuck she was doing that. Her role simply in this movie was a goddamn insult to not only black people, but the whole goddamn horror genre and fans of it in the goddamn general. She's supposed to play the mystical, magical Negro in here, but she's just pretty much, because every time you thinking that she's dealt with this, but every time someone asks her that, she's just like, I might have seen a couple of paranoid stuff like that, you know, just a little bit. And then, check this out, she's like, I have a book that can solve this, whatever. It's like, bitch, I don't need your fucking book. I need your personal advice and shit. So Mia is constantly reading books trying to look for this symbol, which she doesn't find, but she later does find, but yet it still has not one fucking answer on what this can do for her. They literally crowbarred this black bitch in this movie, and I kid you fucking not, we get into the ending, people. It goes back to that whole thing, the baby cannot give up its soul to stop this demon or something like that, so the mother's doing, and we literally get to a scene where Mia was gonna jump out of a window to protect her baby, and then we have John runs into the house, stops her, and Alfre Woodard, Evelyn, she's there, and she's like, I don't know how to stop this, I don't know how to go, and then Evelyn, she hops her ass on the thing, holding the doll, saying, I know how to stop this. I'm going to do this for you guys. This bitch has no tie-in whatsoever of why she needs to do this for these people or nothing like that. She has a background story of her daughter died in a car accident. And you thinking that when they introduce this character, her daughter died by this same fate or whatever. Something paranoia happened where she had to give up. She gave up her soul or something, and the mother had nothing to do with it. But instead, it's just some stupid-ass car accident because this woman was driving out later, apparently, and apparently she died in it by swerving off the road or some shit like that, but she lived, and now she's like a recovering suicidal maniac, whatever, because, you know, she's been trying to off herself, but she's having dreams because she's all religion and shit like that. I swear to God, this movie has so many fucking church scenes and pastor scenes, not even goddamn ridiculous. And, by the way, Tony Mandela plays the Father Perez in here. I'm getting his story real quick because that shit was hilarious, actually. Evelyn literally sacrificed herself with the doll. Now, here's what I got confused in the ending. I'm thinking when you sacrifice your soul, the demon takes over your body. But if you're killing yourself, your body is no good to the demon. So what is the fucking point? Now, here's also my thing. When we see this sacrifice thing go down, the doll, when the cops come and stuff, like, the doll is no longer there. So I'm thinking, but the body is there and it's dead. I'm just like, What is the end game of this? Like, what is the point of this? This demon. So I thought the thing was so this demon can travel on Earth, walking as a regular human being, causing destruction and chaos. But apparently that's not the fucking case. It loves this doll body so goddamn much. It must have saw that you know what? It goes back to that thing. It saw that there was a black woman and they tricked her, and it was like, ain't no way in hell I'm getting shot by fucking police all the time or something like that. So this is, I'm not taking that. I'd rather stick with this little blonde doll white baby or something like that. Doll is gone, and I kid you fucking not, there's a next goddamn scene. The next goddamn scene of this fucking movie is this doll sitting on a shelf that hints a little thing to The Conjuring, if you will, or because this is a fucking prequel, that these people bought this doll because they've been looking for it all over the place. And oh my god, and then some fucking credits roll up, and then some words start showing up. It was almost like some Devil Inside shit going on, like, these events may have happened or may have not happened. And then you see this doll sitting in, and this is like a post-credit, not so much like, you know, a little bit credits or whatever, they just say the actor's name and director. And I kid you fucking not, you see this goddamn doll in a fucking museum. And it with a sign on it, that, or not even a museum, like a pawn shop type deal, whatever. Where it's a sign that says, do not sell this doll, do not touch it, do not take it. Why the fuck y'all haven't blew this doll up by now? If you knew what the fuck it does after all these years passed by, knowing that it's possessed and shit, why the fuck is it up for sale, grabs, or anything like that in this fucking store? It was just fucking baffling how... You know, the horror genre is just baffling how they play their audience members for fucking morons. And to show some shit like that, I was already... I rolled my fucking eyes 20 goddamn times. I was like, you know what? I am so goddamn done with this genre. It makes no damn sense or whatever. The logic in these films are so fucking half-assed and retarded that it just... it blows my fucking insanity away, to be honest. You got... Let me get into Tony Amendola's character, Father Perez. They call him, and they're like, we think the doll is evil, and he's pretty much the one that tells them, yeah, the demon wants a soul or something like that. You gotta give him a soul. I'd give him my soul, but fuck that. I'm a word of God, not soul-taking bastard right here. So, he takes the doll, and I swear to God, man, this is like a 10-15 minute scene right here, where it literally is just like, horror cliches. Music pumps up and you think something's gonna happen, it doesn't happen. The only thing this bitch Annabelle is good at when he's driving her back to the church is turning the goddamn radio off. Which might be convenient because if you leave the lights on or so much whatever around the house, this fucking dog can save you a lot of electricity and save your bill from going up. So I guess she's good for that point. And as soon as he pulls up in front of the church, you think something's gonna happen. Nothing happens, music cranks up, craps down. This motherfucker opens up the church door with this doll hand, and something just shoved his ass out. That motherfucker flew. Blood squirting everywhere, and Annabelle is even dirtier than ever. That is the only good thing that this doll does, is gets dirtier. And no one ever questions that. It's like, Why is there blood all over this doll? This doll's eyes are fucking raging, bloodshot right now, and it's gotten dirtier than ever. That means it's been traveling somewhere. Nobody never does that, no. This doll is just magically appearing places and shit like that. So, basically what I'm getting at here, people, is I fucking hate this movie, and I think this movie can go to hell. It looked like it was trying to set up for something in the middle now of The Conjuring. Like, The Conjuring is the third film, I guess, or something like that. But everybody knows they're going to make another fucking Conjuring. So, people, pay with your fucking dollars and stop supporting this shit. Which, by the way, I didn't know this shit's going to be number one. I didn't have a screen for it, so I had to fucking pay for this shit. And not only did I see this movie by paying for it with my own goddamn money, but I saw it with the most retarded fucking audience I've ever seen. I had black people in the audience fucking chanting shit. Oh, no, don't go in there. Don't do that or whatever. I had little girls screaming and shit. Women going, I was like, y'all got to be the fucking most moronic goddamn things ever. Nothing never fucking happens in this fucking movie. There's even a fucking scene where apparently the baby is supposed to get hit by a truck. And they show you, like, that really happens. But then next know it, they see the stroller gets hit. And you like, oh, books just fly. And then you just see the mother holding the baby. It's like, wow, what a fucking cop-out. Like, a movie right there. Like, God, you know what? Fuck this movie, man. Why am I even wasting my time? This is bona fide, definitely. If I wasn't to go back earlier in the year, this would definitely be on my fucking top 10 worst list. Or this movie pissed me off in so many levels that all I got to say is, fuck you, Conjuring. Fuck this director, what's this son of a bitch name? John Leonetti. Because the only thing he's done big was fucking Mortal Kombat Annihilation and this shit. And he was a producer on Insidious, a co-producer at that. And I fucking can't stand that horror franchise that it is. And now this son of a bitch is handling this shit. And I'm like, man, you know what? Fuck this movie, man. Fuck this director. Fuck these writers. Fuck that doll. Fuck everything about this movie. And fuck The Conjuring, too. Fuck you, Annabelle.